Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm always happy to come to the events that Cantor Benny sponsors, because he's really doing it lishma, to help people who are divorced, going through divorced, widowed, whatever, and his focus is always on the children. And as we all know, that's uppermost probably in everybody's mind as well. How do we see ourselves, and how do others see us? For many of us, after a divorce, we feel like a failure. And after two divorces, it's easy to feel like a loser. I realized early on that the way I perceive myself is the way other people will perceive me. So I worked hard to try to convince myself that I was special and smart and good. It wasn't easy, especially when in a failing marriage, the ex-spouse is letting you know just how worthless you are pretty often. So most of the time, I didn't feel special at all, but I worked at it. I made sure to smile no matter what. In fact, people started to comment to me that it's very nice to speak to someone who always has a smile on their face. I didn't want people to perceive me as unhappy or depressed. And I know that labels can stick. I think many times back to something that happened many years ago. I was remarried to a man who had children, as did I, and we were living in a suburb with a nice Orthodox population. Our house was not fancy because it was geared to young children, so we wanted them to be comfortable and to play in the house and have friends. In the backyard, we had a swing set and a treehouse, and all of the children on our block and surrounding blocks played at our house. One day, when quite a few of the neighbor children were outside playing in the yard, the whole group came into the kitchen where I was baking. I thought maybe the good smells had lured them in, but no, they had a question. The oldest girl, who was 9, her name was Mashi. She asked me if she could ask me a question. I said, sure. All the children stepped behind Mashi, and I looked at them, and they actually all looked frightened. I couldn't imagine what was coming. And Mashi said, are you, I said, what is it? She said, are you a stepmother? Knowing full well how books had demonized the stepmother, and looking at the frightened faces of all these children, I chose my words carefully. I asked them if they knew what a stepmother was. They said, Mashi said, for all of them, she's someone who's mean and hurts little children. So I said, well, I'm a good stepmother, and I love children, and I take care of them. And you all know me, and you can see how I always treat you. And you should always know there are good people in the world and people who are not so good. They thought about this for a few minutes, and they went back outside to play and continued coming to the house. And I realized then, from these little kids, that they hear something at home, and it's a label, and it sticks. So I have really put a lot of effort into making sure that the labels that they'll attach to me are not the negative ones. And it takes work, and I wish everybody here hatzlacha in projecting their best self, because everybody does have their best self inside of them. Thank you.